Hello, it's Monday, February the 15th. We are halfway through February already, and we are looking at the Ascent Psalms together. These are 15 Psalms, a collection beginning at 120 and ending at 134, and all of them have the title, A Song of Ascents, at least in the ESV translation, it's Ascents. I think in the King James it might be A Song of Degrees. The Ascent, if you've ever been to Israel on a tour, you've landed at Tel Aviv Airport and then perhaps taken a bus to Jerusalem, and you will notice that from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem you're climbing uphill. Because Jerusalem is on a mountain, Mount Zion, where Abraham attempted to sacrifice Isaac, and it's where the temple was and is, at least the remains of it are still there to this day, in the ancient part of Jerusalem. There's a modern city of Jerusalem, too. And these psalms are thought to have been psalms that they would have sung. They're separated by maybe 800 years from the first one to the last one, and they were collected together probably after the exile, or perhaps even during the exile, but more likely after the exile, to sing while they were making a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, maybe to celebrate Passover, and folks would gather as they went along from villages and so on. And so after a while there'd be a huge caravan of people making their way, and it would take several days, several weeks perhaps, depending on how far away you lived. And this psalm today, Psalm 129, is one of those very realistic psalms. In the collection there are happy psalms, but this one is a realistic psalm. It talks about enemies, and it's a shortish psalm, 6 verses. It divides into 2 halves, and it begins, "Greatly have they afflicted me from my youth." Let Israel now say, "Greatly have they afflicted me from my youth." It was Paul's first lesson that he learned after his first missionary journey, when he reports back to the city of Antioch. He tells us in Acts chapter 14, "Through many tribulations we enter the kingdom of God." We don't go to heaven on a flowery bed of ease. We are surrounded by enemies. And here, in a collective sense, and you'll notice in verse 1, "Let Israel now say." Israel was the Lord's people. And then in the second half, in verse 5, "May all who hate Zion be put to shame." So Israel and Zion, Mount Zion, where the temple is, where God himself is, and it's his, home base, if you like. Mount Zion is where God touches down and plants his feet, as it were, on the earth. And the psalm is reflecting the fact that God's people are constantly facing enemies within, but also enemies without, the world, the flesh, and the devil. But it's a triumphant psalm, nevertheless. It's realistic, for sure, that through many tribulations we enter the kingdom of God. "Greatly have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me." It starts with suffering, but it ends with life. "Nor do those who pass by say, 'The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.'" This is what they are saying to one another. Their enemies are not saying that, but this is what they are saying in the midst of their trouble: "The blessing of the Lord be upon you." And that's a great way to begin the day today. The blessing of the Lord be upon you.